Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the Word Up Podcast, your Bible study companion. We hope you've been blessed by previous episodes. If you're new here, we'd like to say a big welcome. We believe you're not here by accident, and we've got something great for you today. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, tea, or juice, and let's get right into it.
Hello everyone, and welcome to today's message. I am Uyo Saomo Igarira, and I have the privilege of sharing the word today from Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Before we go ahead, let's say a short word of prayer. Father, as we hear from you this moment, kindly teach us and interpret the word to every area of our life as applicable. In Jesus' name, amen. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." This scripture is a statement that summarizes what our brother in Christ, Apostle Paul, is encouraging us to do based on the conversation that started in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. Our major focus today from Galatians chapter 5 verse 25 will be on the action required from us, which is to walk in the Spirit. Before we break down what walk in the Spirit may entail, let us look at the scripture end to end. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The scripture shows two dimensions. One, live in the Spirit. Two, walk in the Spirit. So the first part, if we live in the Spirit, looks more like a section that does not require our action, meaning God has created a system of operation in the kingdom of God, which is a spiritual lifestyle. We did not play any part in that, rather, we only accepted that, and that became our operation. It also suggests that our brother Paul, was talking to people who knew that they lived in the Spirit, for sake of clarity. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, and I'll paraphrase, "If the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you are of the Spirit." Essentially, you are in the Spirit. You live in the Spirit. Also, when we received Jesus into our heart and made him Lord over our life, he gave us his Spirit, who brought salvation and eternal life, which are things that are spiritual. Hence, Paul's conclusion, if we live in the Spirit. It was not a question. Rather, it was a statement coming from his belief that people of Galatians, which, can be us right now, understand that we live in the Spirit. So the second part, let us also walk in the Spirit, looks more like there is a lot of action required from us. The statement clearly sounded like we were going to miss out on some things if we don't walk in the Spirit. So let's get into it a bit more. The word walk in that verse, is the Greek word stokeo, which means to walk orderly. It also means to agree with. Basically, God wants us to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit, or God wants us to walk orderly on the earth by taking orders from the Holy Spirit. Now, three questions come to mind. How do I walk in the Spirit? Why should I walk in the Spirit? What is the outcome of walking in the Spirit? Before I attempt to answer these three questions, which may be on your mind as well, let me share a story. See, I grew up in a Baptist church, and as a teenager, I was enrolled into a paramilitary outfit. That's an outshoot of the Baptist church. The outfit is called the Royal Ambassadors. There we were introduced and trained on how to support missions as young boys, and also, as the name suggests, how to be ambassadors for Christ in the world. The most fascinating thing to me, amongst other things we did, was the military-like parade that we engaged in. The orderly nature and the synchrony always dazzled me. When the parade commander says, "Quick march, slow march, attention," or at ease. You know, the synchronization was top-notch. That experience made me understand this scripture better. When God says walk orderly, he means there is one who gives the orders, like the parade commandant. There are people to take the order, and there are the orders themselves which are to be given. All these are to produce a beautiful synchronization between your desire and God's desire. So to answer our first question, which is, how do I walk in the Spirit? Is simply to take the orders from the Holy Spirit. Get close to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to give you directions. Trust the Holy Spirit and He will help you. Don't shut the Holy Spirit out of your most basic things in life. Ask Him for thoughts on, you know, which route to take when going out, or, you know, choosing an outfit. He will help you. From our story, you know, see the Holy Spirit as the commandant, and He will give the orders. All we need to do is to obey. You know, we need to obey to maintain that synchrony. So John 16 verse 13 says, the Spirit will guide us into all truth. You know, those are the others. Also note that the Holy Spirit takes orders from heaven as well. Well, to answer the second question, which is, why should I walk in the Spirit? Let us take a cue from Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This clearly presents to us the reason why we should walk in the Spirit, which is not to fall for our fleshly desires, which will lead us to destruction. The antidote to succumbing to fleshly desires is to walk in the Spirit. And that's it. You see, Apostle Paul made it clearer in Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. He says that walking in the Spirit, you know, is synonymous to being led by the Spirit. You know, when you are led by the Spirit, that is a guarantee for getting to your destination in life. To answer the last question, which is, what is the outcome of walking in the Spirit? You see, like, how do I know that I'm walking in the Spirit? The truth is, the answer will be your results. Yes, your results, which we can also say are your fruits, the outputs. You see, the decision you took, the voice you obeyed in your head, was it out of love? Does it bring joy to yourself or those around you? Does it promote peace in your office, in your home, in your community? Would it require you to activate long-suffering? Would it require you to be patient with people? Does it show that you are gentle? Is the action indicative that you are a good person? Does it reflect that you have integrity, or that you are faithful, or that you are a loyal person, a loyal partner, or a friend? Does it show that you are meek? That is to say, you don't react quickly in anger, or you don't take things too personally? Does it demonstrate that you are moderate in all things? So when you want to measure the decision you're about to take, or if you want to check if you are walking with this in the Spirit, run the action or your intention through the KPIs, the key performance indicators of the fruit of walking in the Spirit. And you will see for yourself. Most likely, you'll be doing good, right? Or you will need to make adjustments or corrections. So my fellow brothers and sisters listening all over the world, just as our brother in Christ, Paul, says, if you and I, you know, live in Christ, let us, myself inclusive, also walk in the Spirit. If you and I live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, help us to walk in tandem with the others from the Spirit. Also help us to be careful to check our actions and intentions against the KPIs of the fruit of the Spirit, so that we can know what walking in the Spirit means. Father, thank you. help us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all and speak to you some other time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you.